Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Just bless his name. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Just worship him. Go ahead and bless his name. Everyone, just take a moment and bless his name. Give praise to God Almighty. Lord, we bless your name. We worship you. There is none like you. There is none compared to you. Bless his name and worship him. Oh, Father, we worship you. I can hear you. Lift your voice and acknowledge God, your Father. Lord, we bless, Lord, we bless, Lord. There's this popular song that says, there is no like you, no one else can touch my life like you do. Let's sing it together. I can search for all eternity, and find everybody, before we sit down, one more time. There is none.
There is none like you.
No one else
can touch my life like you do.
Serve in your word, touch every heart that needs to be touched in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up, so we lift up. Singing blessed, singing blessed. Oh, blessed. Oh, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. One more time. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy? Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up, so we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, singing, blessed, oh blessed. Oh, blessed. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not sounding joyous. Hallelujah. You should be happy in the presence of God. The Bible says in the presence of God there's fullness of joy. Today we want to talk about the blood of Jesus. And of course, also we are having our communion service. Amen. Jesus said, as often as you do this practice, you proclaim my death, burial, resurrection until I come again. So Jesus gave us a practical way of teaching his finished work on Calvary. Just like I always tell you people, when we do our theoretical aspect of teaching in secondary school sciences, I don't know if our students do practical. Do you people do practical? Okay, so what courses do you do practical for? Home economies. That's a science course. It's not an art course. Amen? Am I saying the truth? Home economics is a... What? Which one again do you do? There's a practical aspect of government. So what's the practical? Speech project. Okay. They prepare people for speech. Just like the ones our leaders are giving to us now, Abi. All right. Good thing you have practical. I thought you don't have practical. But for sciences, we have diverse practicals, right? Can you mention a few of them? Titration, okay. Quantitative analysis, okay. What again? Qualitative analysis. Simple pendulum. Huh? Projectiles. Are you sure people are not saying the same thing? Projectiles. Is there a practical for projectiles? Huh? Simple pendulum falls under what topic? Motion. So what kind of motion do we use to describe simple pendulum? Oscillatory motion. I don't think I've seen a practical for projectiles. Maybe they should be, but I did not do it in my own school. Hallelujah to Jesus. You're the one that said projectiles. It's Jerry, okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we have several practicals, and it is not to, it's more like we are doing theory and we want to give people an idea of what we have been teaching theoretically. That's why we do the word practicals. Are you people in church? No, some people look sad. Please shake three people around you and tell them be happy. Be happy. Tell them life is sweet, oh. Forget that problem. Life is sweet. You know, I told somebody, I said, the reason why you give up on life is because it's so normal to you. Life is not supposed to be normal. What I mean normal, ordinary. When you take water, you stop easily than somebody taking juice. Have you ever seen somebody who is taking juice that said, I'm tired easily? Huh? If I give one person water now and give another person juice, the one that is taking the water will stop. But the one that is taking the juice will what? Continue. So do you know why some people are tired of life? They've not really experienced the real essence of life. That's why life is tiring them, if there's any word like that. Are we together? When you understand purpose, that's when you begin to touch the juice of life. Here life begins to make a lot of sense to you. But if life for you is just more like a natural process, you are just doing natural things. You know, you just go to school and what else? You get a job, get married, have children. You'll be wondering, so and so what? That's not how God designed life. And maybe you go clubbing, you drink alcohol. You are looking for things to satisfy you for life. It doesn't work like that. But when you touch the supernatural and touch purpose, you begin to enjoy life. Because you have touched the juice of life, the essence of life. The Bible says to be carnally minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Are you all here? So, this is why some people don't enjoy life. I hope you told your neighbors to be excited. So Jesus gave us one practical in this kingdom. And this practical is communion. The practice of communion. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he told us, as often as you do this practice, you proclaim the Lord's, the finished work of Jesus until he comes again. Maybe we get that scripture. You see, as often as you do this, 1 Corinthians 11:26. Let's read together. Now, let's read from 25 so that, because you see, Paul was trying to quote Jesus' saying. He said, in the same manner he took the cup after he had taken the bread, okay? I'm trying to just summarize. He took the cup saying, this cup is the word new covenant in my blood. Right, he said, this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And you see, this is a unique kind of practical. Hallelujah. Are you in church this morning? It's a unique kind of practical. This kind of practical, when we practice the practical becomes as real as it is. Let me put it like that. That when you take the bread, you know, substituting it for anything you are using, probably biscuit, probably the host we use in our churches today, probably bread, you can use cake, you can use fufu, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You use things that are light, it's not food. Are we together? You can use honor of any kind. Imagine somebody said fried rice is the body, and fire for life is the blood. And water is mixed with the blood. So they have two blood, water and fire for life and fried rice. Now that wouldn't work because you are only eating. There are some people again that are wanting to take double ration of communion in churches. Those days we were growing up, some people used to take two ration of communion. They will go and take big cake. They will now go and stand on the line again to take another cake. What kind of a communion are you taking? Then when they finish, they will drink a lot of water because they are satisfied. So God doesn't want you to assume communion for food. And that was a practice in 1 Corinthians that Paul was trying to warn them about. If you read it so deeply, they were practicing it as food, mere food. They were eating it. Are you all listening? Hallelujah to Jesus. They were eating it. And I'm seeing someone, you operating your phone. I don't want to point you out, but don't operate your phone while God's word is being preached. And you know, you people take church for granted. Because in church we don't flog. But you wouldn't even do this to the lecturers you have on your in your schools. Why would you not do that when you're speaking? Because of grace. What you are listening has the potency to change your life beyond your academics. Are you listening to me? It has. So have great regards for the Holy Spirit when He's ministering. Are we together? The Bible says where two or three are gathered in His name, He's there. Are you listening to me? Alright. So you see, when you eat it as food, it is terrible. There is no impact when you eat it as food. And that's what Paul was trying to address here. He, if you look at the focal point of this part of scripture, the people were eating it as food. So he said they were eating damnation to themselves. Are you listening to me? And it's the nature of human being has been constant for a very long time. When people go for occasion and they are doing everything, many people are waiting for item 7. That was what was happening in that in those days. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That was actually communion, but some people were seeing it as item 7. And they took the food so seriously. They took, the communion so seriously as food. Now, when Paul heard that they finished service and communion is that people will gather and be eating food and drinking water and Paul said that is why people are still dying after communion. It's a shame that after you took communion, you died of a sickness. So when Paul heard that people would take communion after service and they will still die of sickness, they will still be in one kind of pain or another, cancer and etc. Paul said, how are you people taking the communion? When they told Paul said, that's an error. You are taking damnation to yourself. He said, if you eat and drink in an unworthy manner, what is the unworthy manner? It is not that you were in sin, because communion is for sinners. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Did you get what I just said? It's for sinners. If you feel so sinful tonight, you are in the state of grace for communion. It is for you. It is when you come to Jesus that you have rest. You don't come, you are not clean to come and encounter God. You encounter God to be clean. Say amen. Amen. I know this breaks the jaw of religion in your mind. But it's the truth. The unworthy manner was the fact that they ate and drank the communion without discerning the Lord's body. That's what Paul meant for them to eat in an unworthy manner. They ate and drank, not what? Discerning the Lord's body. He said, that is why in your assembly, many are still sick. Are you listening to me? I've seen great manifestation of the Holy Spirit in practicing communion for many years. I'd seen from myself, from several preachers in the world. I remember a testimony many years ago, I had Pastor Joseph Prince, of a young man who was an imbecile. The mother kept giving this boy communion. He was an imbecile. You know how imbeciles come out with saliva from their mouth? And she kept on giving the young man communion every day, until one day she woke up and her baby boy was normal. His hands were normal. And he was talking to her normal. She took him and brought him to church. She learned about the communion and started giving him every day of his life. All of a sudden, the young man became normal. You know, some of us, when we see imbecile, we just give up that the anointing does not reach this level. There are some kind of situation we see. Remember, what God said is that your faith will make you whole. You may not have faith. Somebody has faith. Because many people will not even believe that that imbecile will be healed. You know, we categorize what the kind of sicknesses that the anointing can touch. Like one funny joke I saw, a pastor was praying for the sick. He didn't know that one of these young men that was on the chair, his leg was cut off. So the pastor was laying hands, and all of a sudden they just brought one guy. He laid hands and said, "Walk." They now removed the material that covered his leg. He now saw that the leg was withered. He looked at everybody and said, "Get this guy out of here." He now continued praying for him. Because he was wondering, no leg, where will... In fact, him to his understanding with God, "God, where will you start from?" Do you people get what I'm trying to say? You know, to be a pastor is not a small thing, though. Because you'll be praying for the sick like this, they'll just bring one. Some people haven't timing you. They'll just bring one person and say, "Show the anointing, let's see." You know, see, somebody's leg is gone. Even you'll be asking God, "God, I understand why you can't do this one. Let him go. He will come and meet you." See, just die and meet God, okay? But you see, God can do all things. You know, it's unbelievable, but he can do it. Even me right now. If I see some cases, I'm wondering, "God, can you do it?" But I read in scripture that he can do what? All things. And when he said all things, he did not say excluding withered legs, withered hands. I know you two are wondering, what is pastor saying this morning? Be serious. But that's the truth. He didn't say excluding withered hands and what? Withered legs. How many of you read about the Azusa Street revival? The man of God, William Seymour. Sounds like Simon. Amen. Hallelujah. Another one will happen with Thomas Simon. Hallelujah. When they were praying, it was a revival for praying in the spirit, because people were fighting, the church in England were fighting praying in the Holy Ghost. So when he said every Christian ought to pray in the spirit, the church were saying, "It's a lie. It's only some Christians." He said, "No, the gift of the Holy Spirit is for all." When the 12 were laid hands, when the Holy Ghost came upon the 12, all of them, not just the 12, came upon the people at the upper room. Remember? Jesus said, "Tarry in Jerusalem." So they were in the upper room. They were scared. Alright? Now, the Holy Spirit came as cloven fire on their head. All of them, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and everybody that was there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And the Bible says, all of them, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, they began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Are you here? They prayed in tongues. And when he said that, the church in England were mad at him. They said, "No, not everybody ought to pray in tongues." He said, "No, everybody ought to pray in tongues." Especially because of Romans 8:26. The Bible said, we don't know how to pray as human beings as we ought to pray. It said, "But the Holy Spirit helped our infirmity with what? Groanings that words cannot utter." Then he said, "The Holy Spirit, who knows the heart of the Lord, intercedes," 27, "for us according to the will of the Father." Then in 28, he said, "That is why all things thereafter begins to work together." When the Holy Spirit pray for us, then we know. If he's the one interceding for us according to the will of the Father, we know then that all things can work together for us according to God's will. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because we don't know what we're saying when we pray in tongues. The Holy Ghost is taking our tongues and helping us pray the right prayers to the Father. The Bible says, "Unto men we say nonsense." He said, "But in the spirit we utter what? Mysteries." That is why every man, when he hears you doing labor, baby, they say, "Is this one mad?" You are in the right. In fact, that is the real description of you in the spirit. The Bible says, as a man, when you hear us doing, you are supposed to tell us you are mad. You don't know what you are saying. You are disturbing us. You are causing nuisance. And I always use generator as an example. How many of you like the sound of generator? If you like it, let me see your hands. Like if your neighbor on it, how many of you have ever insulted your neighbor for owning generator? There are some people like that. "This madman has started again." It's not his fault. That was the design of generator. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It has to make sound. In fact, in those days, they call it, "I pass my neighbor." You can't do nothing about it. They pass you. Hallelujah to Jesus. It may be making sound, but it is producing light. You may not like the sound, but you like the feeling it produced, the aftermath. In fact, you may go and knock to charge your phones. If you observe, I remember those days on campus. If I own gen, my God, I can't lock the door. When I own it, I just open the door like this because it becomes the gateway to the kingdom. Even people in the next compound are coming. You see my whole, I wanted to say parlor. I now remember that it's only parlor we used to have as student, no bedroom. The whole ground is filled with chargers. Different charger. Then me, I'll be stepping like this. In my own house. And some will come inside and gist, be gisting. Hallelujah. And the sound is still, but it's producing something comforting. The fridge is working. The light is charging our phones. Fan is working. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We're able to do a lot of things. That's how it is. When we pray in tongues, it's, oh, it is producing power in the supernatural. Are you listening to me? You may not like the sound, but you like the result that that sound is producing. The Bible said in 27, read again. Now, it says 27, it says, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the spirit is. Because he makes intercession for the saint according to what? The will of God. He said, that is why we know. 28. He said, that is why we now know. Say, I know. That all things work together for good to those who love God. He said, to those who are the called according to his purpose. All things. Why we pray in tongues? So all things, meaning if you are not praying in tongues, you can't boast and say all things working together for my good. This is why Paul said something profound in scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. He said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than what? Why do you think Paul will be in a boat traveling to another city and he sensed in his spirit before he entered? He sensed in his spirit, the Bible said. He said, I sense in my spirit that this boat will capsize and we were supposed to die. He said, we were supposed to die. He said, but don't worry, still move. He said, you will see the sign, but it will not capsize. We will still reach our destination. This sense in your spirit is greater than what you learn, AI or whatever you, is greater than anything you learned in school. It's greater than logic. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Any kind of predictive models to sense something in your spirit is so powerful. As they were going, what happened? The sign came. The boat shook and etc. Yet nobody was harmed. Why? He had been praying in tongues. He knew that all things will work together for his good. Are you listening to me? Say, all things work together for my good. You may be traveling. Suddenly your eyes are open. You sense an accident. But you tell God, thank you. Because I know all things will work together for my good. Many years ago, I was a younger Christian. I was coming from Lagos. I think I was younger. I was coming from Lagos to Makurdi many years ago. And my dad just got me a laptop. So I like the laptop so much. It's so beautiful, wonderful laptop. And while we're coming, somebody was talking about accident. He was just, I don't know what entered that man. He was just feeding our ears with accident. There was one accident, blah, 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 blah. We're getting to a bridge at Benin. One small bridge. He said, this bridge again. He said, many people have had accidents. As we're trying to, he said, if they go down, they look the bridge, you'll see cars away fall inside the bridge. I was wondering what is wrong with this guy. Guess what? At the bridge, one car just came behind us, hit us. Boom! Prediction. The way he predicted. He was not seeming like a prophet, but he didn't know that he was just being foolish. Remember what we read last week? Can you remember? Can you remember? Door just, Jesus, all of you turned me and preaches is, you're not looking. Just small door, this day, all of you have turned there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you remember? What did we read last week? Verse what? Verse 11. What did they say? Ezekiel 37:11. Let's see it briefly. Everybody, I want you to shout out and read. When we saw value of dry bones, we were wondering, which one is value of dry bones? The Bible said the bones were very dry. We didn't know the people created the situation for themselves. Let's read together, everybody. Want to go? Then he said, son of man, these bones are what? They are human beings, oh. In the spirit, they are dry bones. But in the physical, these bones are literal human beings. You will be looking so nice with lip gloss, red, everything, pink, fine, shining, fine hair. But you may be a dry bone in the spirit. Yes, I like that clap. My brother just clapped for me. You may be very dry bone. So look at your neighbor for a minute. Everybody look at it. See how fine you look? But if you don't know your place in Christ, you probably are a dry bone. A skeletal in the spirit. Very dry. That is why when Satan hits you like this, you just scatter. Because you are a dry bone. Don't just be a fine boy and a fine girl. Karabasura dia shibahai. The bone, he said, son of man, these bones are what? Hey church, read one time. Son of man, these bones are what? They indeed say. What then happened? They became as they said in the spirit. Hey, whoa, my own don't finish. Oh, he go finish. He truly don't finish. Hey, I'm dead, man. You are dead, brother. Man, I feel sick of this thing. You are truly going to feel sick. Don't think American slangs cover for those mistakes. The Bible says every idle word you say will be used against you in judgment. The judgment is not final deal. The judgment will start on the earth. Satan will come, create a problem because of what you said. You've paved way for him. They said our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. We ourselves are cut. They now became like that. God has to raise a man and say, see the spirit. It's all dry bones. He said, these are Israelites. And this is what caused it. He said, they were speaking negative words. Negative words. And they became like what they were saying. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Are you here tonight? You must learn to say the right thing. And how will you know the right things to say? From scripture. You must confess what God is confessing about you. The word for confession in scripture is homologio. Everybody say homologio. Logio means speaking in Greek. Homo means the same. It's a Latin word. The same. Homologio. Speaking the same thing that God says about us. If he said you are above, don't say I'm beneath. If he said you are a son seated at the right hand of the Father, don't say I'm a pencil. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say to you? You must say exactly. Now, if God say you are above, say I'm above. He said, I have said, God speaking. He said, I have said so that you may what? Boldly say, not fearfully say. If he say, I became poor for your sake, you can't say, I'm rich. They say, shout, they say, I know I'm loud and should in case I don't come become rich. No! Say, I'm rich! Don't be scared. You end up in what you are saying. Bible says we believe and so we speak. So they say, I cannot see. Ah, what if I can't see tomorrow? They go laugh me. Oh, better make I dey humble. What is humility? Make I not talk this thing. Make I just keep quiet. You are being foolish. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. You got to speak God's word. Bible says we believe like our fathers of faith, and so we what? We speak what we believe. Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, what happens to the mouth? It speaks. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. So learn to speak God's word. For instance, you say, I cannot sin. I'm above sin. Somebody say, why will you say you are above sin? The Bible says we're above sin. Romans 6 and 12. Then read 14 in the Amplified Rendition. He said, therefore, do not lend sin to what? Reign in your word. Hey, everybody read. Want to go. So that God said, don't let sin. Meaning you have power to subdue sin. You are not answering me in this church. That's why you will still be in sin. You are scared of answering. Because you are thinking, if I go back, I may still sin. You know how people talk? We are flesh and blood. We ought to sin. We are normal people. We are blood and flesh. Who can say is above sin? Nobody. Who do you think you are? You think Satan created you? Who created you? He said you were carefully and wonderfully. If you were more like a machine, he took time to put the right screw. He took time. He said, carefully, wonderfully made. To show the greatness of his power. You were created to show the greatness of his power, not to show the power of Satan. You are not created to show forth sin. You are created to show forth his righteousness. Are you listening to me? How many of you use Android phones in this place? Wave your hands. How many of you use iPhones in this place? Wave your hands. So, can I have people with 3 Android phones come outside? Just come with your phone. 3 people. I like bold people. Some of you are shy. I say, Pastor, this is my phone. I don't understand it. I don't know that you understand it. I will understand it. I will not operate in it. Yes, my brother. What's your name? Emmanuel. Welcome. Your name again, I forgot. Ambassador. And Vicky. Raise your phones up. What's the name of your phone? Redmi. Swepsy. Swepsy. Your own? Hawaii. Is that just the name? Hawaii? Prime. Okay. Samsung EO5. Raise it up. Now, these 3 phones now are Android phones, right? Let's imagine that she is the managing director of Redmi. And he's the managing director of Hawaii. And Emmanuel is the managing director of Samsung. Who knows what it took to make Redmi more than Vicky in this place? If this man wants to argue with Vicky about Redmi, we will not say he's sick. Somebody that made the phone, you want to tell her how the phone performs better? Is it possible? She made the phone. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Who will try to argue with Mr. Hawaii? Nobody. They should face their business. Who will try to argue with Mr. Samsung? Nobody. They should all face their business. Are you listening to me? Yes, Satan created nothing. He's a liar. He has come but to what? To what? And to what? He created nothing. God created us in his word. Image and what? Likeness. He created us in his word. And what? Life. Last time he created us in his word. Yes. And what? Life. Now watch this. Colossians 1 and 15. I want everybody to read. Just read with me. Colossians 1 and 15. Everybody, I want you to read. Want to go. He is the exact living image. The essential manifestation of the unseen God. The visible representation of the invisible. The firstborn, the permanent one, the sovereign, and the originator of all creation. Who is that? Jesus Christ. He is the exact image of the living God. In other words, if you want to know who you are, now, how did God create you? In his what? And what? If you want to see how you really look like in the spirit, who do you look at? Is it Jesus or Satan that you hear? Who is the image of God? Is Satan the image of God? So who tells you about yourself more? Jesus or Satan? If Satan says you are a fornicator, you may have fornicated, but that's not what you are supposed to do. Oh, I don't know if you are here. Listen carefully. How many of you have seen these people who do podcasts? I saw one time. He took fake and he put his microphone on it and he was talking. How many of you have seen anybody like that? And you are wondering if they are mad. They just want to get your attention. Now, is that instrument used for holding microphone? But did you use it to hold microphone? Now, are you created to fornicate? But you probably fornicated, yeah? I did not say anything. You answered. Now listen. There's no coincidence in the Bible. In Hebrew words have no word coincidence. But let's continue. And I didn't say anything. You answered it. Be careful as you listen. Be careful as you respond in church. Hallelujah to Jesus. You probably made the mistake, but that is not you.
That you are smoking today does not mean you were created to smoke. Say amen. I can't do without it. You are not created to do with it. If you just make up your mind and say, today, I did not say you did charging. You know, those days were small. Some people do charging, they will still beat them. I'm not saying do charging, today I will not smoke again. No! You will still smoke if it's by charging. You know, some people have charged and they still did the sin. How many of you have been there? We are many. Say, God, today, for today, my sin again, kill me! Then they now sin. And they now enter bedroom to bed. Suddenly, the weather will change. Then turn down. We start doing. And at that point, they've put soap on their eye. Have you been there? And they're trying to cover your. Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm not. I promise you, I'm not. Sometimes I feel like God is just catching phone with us. You see? Even if you made up your mind and say, from today I will not sin again, if I have sinned again, kill me. In fact, some of you are striking covenant with God. God, let's bet. I swear to you, if I do this sin again, make I die. They bet with God. You know, the funniest people on earth are the ones that are trying to have a covenant with God. You have mind to have covenant with God. You are too small. He's your father. You can't have covenant with God. The new covenant is not between, you know, some people say, I made a covenant with God that I will never touch a woman. That's my consecration. My consecration, God told me personally that if I touch a woman, my oil will dry. There is nobody that will touch a woman that the oil will not, will be wet. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
except she's your wife. And except he's your husband. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? God does not do that kind of special covenant with people. You know, recently I'm seeing some prophets in town. What are they doing? They are leaving their hair. They say that's their consecration. God said they should leave their hair. I used to have one time, in this ministry, we have seen something. You know, I raised these boys one time. They now called me one time. That there are some of my boys who say they are Nazarenes. That God gave them a special anointing on their hair. I said, One of my daughters in the faith called me and said, sir, some of our brothers are saying they are Nazarenes. I said, what do they mean? They said their hair, their anointing is in their hair. In fact, they added me that did not join in the discussion. They said, me too, that's why I leave my hair. Pastor too is a Nazarene. And I did low cuts one time and I came. Just for that purpose. So I look at all of them and I say, where are the Nazarenes in this place? And I blasted that ideology. Anointing is not in your hair. There is no special consecration to leave your hair for the anointing. It's all bullshit.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
if you just like to leave your hair, leave your hair. Don't put it on anybody's head.
Yes,
there's nothing like that. Don't make Christianity look crazy. Before one day, somebody will say, God said I should draw a God tattoo on my forehead. That's my consecration. You will see crazy things. Are you not seeing things happening? You know, when I see, when they say babies in the faith, listen to me, people of God, before I continue this example. Babies in the faith are not babies like we're seeing her hold a baby there. That's not what we mean by age. It's not a function of age. If you don't have the word of God, Galatians 4, if you are not schooled in the word of God, you will probably act like a baby. In fact, you are a baby in the faith. You will talk like a baby because you are talking from low data, not insufficient data. Are you get what I'm trying to say? You are not seen from the right perspective yet. Also, post perspective. So you speak from a low data like Apollos in scripture in Acts 18. How many of you remember Apollos? Who knew only the baptism of John? And he was preaching from the knowledge that he had. And his knowledge was not sufficient, so he was talking wrong things. But he had a very good intention for God. How did I know? When two of Paul's disciples met him, Priscilla and Aquila, when they met him, he repented.
Yes,
the Bible said, he said, what you are saying is true. They took him to Paul. Paul laid hands on Apollos. Apollos became a mighty man in the Lord. Such that Apollos came to a point in his life that when he enters a city and Paul enters, the city will be divided into two. But who taught him the things of God? The disciples of Paul. Are you people get out and trying to explain? Very important. So when you don't have sufficient data, you talk like a baby. Until you trust God to repent. I remember many years ago, not to insult, there's a man of God online, I think he's a prophet. He said his consecration is that he will not wear shoe and climb his altar. What was the altar? It's a hall in a hotel. A hall in a hotel that they then created something like this and called the altar. Now, this thing cannot be an altar. It's one man in Yakio that made it for us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? It's not an altar. And this is Sheraton Hotel. They did not create an altar when they were creating this hotel. God did not come down and create an altar. We created this thing from a man in Yakio. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's not an altar. Are you people understanding me? So if we like, we should bury Holy Communion under and put Jesus' picture under. It's still not an altar. If we like, we carry the bone of somebody and put under. It is witchcraft. It is not an altar. Why are you putting bones of others? Go and put the bone of Jesus. It's all fetish things. Religious ideologies. Are you listening to me? It's not supposed to be like that. Now, when he said that, I remember I was telling my wife, I said he will grow very soon. After a while, now in his services, there is no more sleep. Everybody's wearing shoe and climbing altar. Because they have left that altar and went to another altar in another location. It's funny, but it's not supposed to be like that. So listen and learn very, very fast. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says in the New Testament, God does not leave. In fact, he was never living in the Old Testament in buildings made by human hands. He was never living there. They only saw a partition, a little partition of the dimension of God's glory come into their midst. But he never lived there. How can you expect that one small building is housing God? It's so funny that in our present day, it is not even a building. The things they have that house God is not as big as the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. It's a little part. Imagine Jesus is in this part of the church. And they put him in a cup and took him inside. It's not possible. Listen. I don't know that you get what I'm... Are you feeling me, this body? It's not possible. He cannot be in a little part of the church. The Bible says, your body is what? The temple of the Holy. Say amen. It is your body. You house God. He created you for his glory. Are you listening to me? Finally, like I was saying, nobody knows the product of these phones like the people who originated them. Nobody knows you like God who created you. Science don't know you like God. Satan does not know you like God. BSU don't know you like God. Teaching hospital don't know you like God. They may have their own conclusion, but what God has said is yes and amen. If he said you are perfect, brothers and sisters, you are perfect. Jesus said, be what? As your Father in heaven is what? Two-faced may sing a song and say nobody can be perfect. That is why he's behaving imperfect. Now, nobody... You didn't get what I'm trying to explain to you. If he said nobody can be perfect, you will behave imperfect. If he said nobody can... If he said I cannot be perfect, you will not behave perfect. If he said nobody can be perfect, you probably will leave your wife for another person. You will not act perfect. Say, I'm perfect. If you say you are perfect, you will walk in perfection. Beyonce may sing a song and say, being perfect is boring. Rihanna too may sing a song and say, being perfect is boring. They are not God. They are just human beings. Now, the Bible did not say Rihanna is the light of the world. It said you with the Holy Spirit are the light of the world. One of the things the gospel will kill on your inside is low self-esteem. Yes, sir. Say, I don't have low self-esteem. I am who God says that I am. Wizkid and Davido may be rich, but since you are filled with the Holy Ghost and God has told you what he has said about yourself, you then become a light. You don't admire people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Very important. The Bible says you are the light of the world. Now, the Bible says it is foolishness to determine the worth of a man by the abundance of material things that he has. Your value is not tied to the things you have. Are you listening to me? Meaning, don't call somebody great because he had money. Our politicians today, they have money. Are they great people? I don't know. You are the one answering. Are they great?
No, sir.
I leave it to you. It's not about the abundance of it. Some people are stealing. There was a man they caught in the US. Hush puppy. Can you remember? There was a time some bloggers were using that man to insult pastors. They said, look at this one. He's a hardworking man. He's giving to the community. Pastors are just there, blah, 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 until they caught him. The guy did things that were I heard that he was transferring players. He would transfer money. In fact, he tried to buy a club. What a wisdom. Should I say wisdom? What a dimension of wisdom in the wrong direction. Such a man is an asset to, when they release him, they should hold him and train him better and use him. You know, there are some people in this world that their personality and things that they pay them. There are some people in the US, they pay. They just pay them. They are young boys. They just, federal government is watching them. Whatever they are doing, they are watching them. Because the boys can wake up one day and sell America. They are that good. But they've not done any bad thing, and federal government is protecting them. If they hear that the guy entered the cafe, they'll go and be watching. They'll be watching through, what is he doing in cafe? Let's see, what is he browsing? What is he browsing? Is he trying to sell us? Because of what they have. That guy is an asset. When they remove him, they should hold him very well. Somebody that tried to sell a club, and the club did not know that they were selling. Now, people would have been celebrating and saying, he had money, it's important. But they caught him stealing. And now he's in the prison, behind bars. That's why I always tell you people, listen, no matter how hard Nigeria is seeming today, Yahoo is for lazy people. No matter how hard Nigeria is seeming. You know, we heard news today that people are praying, not praying in tongues, just praying for Yahoo to enter. I heard one testimony of a guy that makes confession in the morning. And my clients are responding in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus? Your clients are responding in the name of Jesus? That one probably is taking communion for clients. As I receive the body of Jesus, my clients respond. Glory to God. Some are even doing morning prayers. I heard from some. Is it some are following morning prayers? In the name of Jesus, today you'll be successful. Amen! Before pastor will be shocked, offering is not entering church accounts. It's been diverted. You know, there was one time in BSU, they had to call us to address us as computer science students because a terrible thing happened. Some computer scientists, they were paying school fees for BSU students, receiving receipts for them. Everything, exam card being printed, but the money was not entering into BSU account. So we have hundreds of students who have paid school fees, wrote exam to certain level. Before school now found out that this thing is not adding up our balance. They now found out that there are some people that were diverting the funds somehow. So they had to start addressing. They just came straight to computer science. That's the first suspect. And they caught the people. The guys, if you see them, very humble, nice guys. They were just looking, living large in school. We didn't know how they were living large. Now, guess what happened? They still won the case. They won BSU. They went and got lawyers and they said they should prove to them where they are sending the money to. They now won BSU. They sued BSU. BSU had to give them their certificate when they graduated. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Those kind of people now. Even BSU, if they see them, they'll say, we worship, we adore you. You are one of a kind. These are possibilities in the tech world. And now those kind of people are praying, in the name of your father, my client moved. They say, why are you doing Yahoo? They say, the money they stole from us in Africa, we are collecting it. Which money they stole? Which one did your father, how much did your father have when they stole? Yahweh is for lazy people. See, the Bible says, bear the yoke while you are young. Yeah. Tell somebody, bear the yoke. Yeah. Now that you are young, read. Those days were in school, we had a slogan called Jackolo. Jackolo means Jack to you, Kolo. When you should read, your brain will be doing like it's touching. You see somebody reading with moonlight. You see somebody put ice block on the center of his head to read book. Because he knows he will sleep. So we choke their leg inside water and be reading. Because they don't want to sleep. Even though some people do that, they still sleep. But we are trying our best. Bear the yoke of studying, working hard. Prayer! Bear it when you are young. Bear it when you are young. Sometimes you want to pray. That's when sleep will come. Is it not interesting? You are watching movie, enjoying yourself. Then you say, make I just pray one hour. That's 2 minutes later. Now wake up 4 a.m. Say, God go understand. But it not be firewood. Why did it happen? Some of you again, when you come to church, you'll be what? In fact, after church, you go and watch movie. But as you enter church, they sang. You dance. The word start. Boom, you just sat down. Then fan is blowing towards the direction. Straight you are going. Why? Some of you think it's because you are working hard during the night. It's a lie. If you live here now, you will not still sleep. This sleep that is worrying you, you will not sleep it. You should be walking till in the night again. Till another Sunday. Boom. The best place to sleep is church. So even this, the fan is not blowing you. Else is not blowing, but Satan is blowing you. Invisible fan. If you are sleeping, I'm talking to you. Wake up! Even this service, I saw some people sleeping. I'm talking to you. You know, pastor used to say everything in this church. Hallelujah to Jesus. Imagine Usher that is supposed to make people not sleep. Usher is sleeping. For instance, imagine protocol that is supposed to protocol people from is sleeping. The matter is serious. It's large. The one that should stop people from sleeping is sleeping. So the church have turned to sleepers church. So I refuse to sleep in the name of Jesus. One last thing, invisible marine spirit peace. Marine peace, like my friend would say. You are just in church. As you just sit down 2 minutes, peace that catch you. Say, Usher, excuse me, I want to go and ease myself. Boom, you have gone. Come back. That means, excuse Usher. Say what? I want to ease myself again. It's a lie. It's called marine peace. If you are watching movie, that peace will not come. You be warned. So did you get this now? Who knows you? God knows you. God should be the one to describe you. Not Satan, not BSU, not hospitals. Nobody can describe you like God. Nobody in this world. Not T-Pain, not Genevieve, not Rihanna, not Beyonce, not Two-Face, not Three-Face. Nobody. Not Oprah Winfrey, not whatsoever. They don't have the right. You are who God says that you are. You listening to me? Yes, not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama. They don't have the right. Recently, they just brought a very mind-blowing revelation. Some of you don't watch news. That COVID-19 vaccine was to make sure they deal with your genes so that some people who are old would just die. Some of us, when it came, were insulting church. Church to the talk. Make una close church. Who could take the vaccine? Some people took the vaccine and died. Hope you know. They took it, they then died. They were working on reducing population, especially Africa. Many years ago, we were reading books. We found out that one of the ways to control population is by death. By death. Somebody proposed that they should kill people. So you just read by death, you put it. How do you think they will implement those ideas? You think they'll just come and start shooting people? Bah, 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 bah. No, they have to use a systematic way. Now, if your hope is in this world, you have all men most miserable. Look, there are some kind of mind-blowing revelation that some of you, if you know, you stop taking drugs. I tell you the truth. If you start reading some kind of materials, that That's why sometimes me, I just used to throw them away. You'll be hearing news that some drugs, they used to put this one, put that one. The people that make the drugs, do you trust them? Do you know them? I did not say don't take drugs. You should take drugs. But what I'm telling you is that if your hope is in this world, if it's not on God, even if you are taking drugs, have faith in God. Else you have all men most what? Miserable. Meanwhile, God has given us a lot of things. A lot of things that if we obey it and walk in them, we'll begin to walk in the glory. Things like prayer, things like revelation, things like what we're trusting God to do tonight, the communion. You can't be in sickness when you take communion. Hallelujah to Jesus. So did you catch this wonderful revelation? Who is your managing director? God Almighty. If he says you are perfect, you are. If he says you can live above sin, you can. He said you should not be sick, you will not. Get seated. Thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we're reading Romans 6 and 14. Once again, let's read. 1, 2, everybody. Romans 6, 14. No, we started from 12, right? 12. Verse 12 yet. 1, 2, go. Therefore, do not. So that. And what? Next part of scripture. It then says, do not what? But what? And your, all of your abilities sanctified, set apart as instrument of righteousness, yielded to God. You know, some people say your body is not born again. See what the Bible said. All of your abilities are sanctified. Your members, the members of your body, perfect. Now, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that spirit has what? Quickened, mortified your mortal body. Next part of scripture. Is that, that's verse 13, 14, right? Media. 6, 14 now. 14. Give us 14. 14. 14. Now, let's read together. I want to go. For sin will no longer be master over. Since you are not under the law as slaves, but under as what? Give me the TBT. The TBT rendition. Everyone, you should read out loud. Want to go? Sin should no longer. Paul is saying, don't allow it. He said, because God Almighty has already conquered you. Say, I've been conquered. I know some of you are wondering, this team pastor is saying, is it true? Who can live above sin? You can live above sin. You've been misinformed for years about yourself. Nobody knows the product more than the person that created the product. If God says you can be perfect, and people think you cannot be perfect, and even yourself think you cannot be perfect, then you are lying to yourself, and the enemy is lying to you. Even if it takes the school telling you cannot be perfect, they are wrong. Yes, wrong. Who can create a study to explore the glory God has put in a man? Nobody can do that. Not even psychology. Yes, the whole of psychology department don't know man. Yes, they don't. Quote me anywhere. I'm sorry if you did psychology. I'm telling you the truth. You don't know yourself. Talk less of other people. Except you know the Bible. Psychology is a study of the fallen man. Psychology is a study of somebody. It's just like somebody pursuing a dark cat in a dark room and the cat is not opening his eye. So psychology is a study to nowhere. Except they know Jesus. Did you get what I'm trying to say? That is why the end of psychology does not have an end. Some of you are psychology students. You know your study has no end. You are just going. It's like you are going to where you don't know. And that is why you see diverse funny revelations in psychology. They say there's something they call multiple personalities. The ability of a young man to behave like a young girl, and to behave like a young man, and to behave like an old man, and to behave like an old woman. Meaning a young man can behave like an old man, like a young girl. That's what psychology is telling you, that all of you now, Oche can start behaving like a young girl. that Oche here now can start behaving like an old woman. That even if we are not seeing it, he has the potential. So you know what they are driving at? They are partnering with the gay people, yes, the LGBT people, and infiltrated the wisdom so that they can tell you that truly, in case you choose to want to behave like a woman, the potentials are in you. And in fact, they've come bring a shocking revelation that they can even change your chromosomes. All of a sudden, truly, you can start doing like this. That one time we'll see Ochenna doing like this. But they can't do that. They can't say that to us because we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. That they are white people does not mean their brain is white. I heard that from Oyedepo many years ago. He said, to be white does not mean you have white brain and we have black brains. The same brain in Barack Obama is not even white. The same brain in Joe Biden is the same, mine is better, I believe so. The same brain in everybody is the same brain in anybody. Sorry if you felt, just saying my, because I don't believe somebody who thinks a man should marry a man has a better brain than me. And I still believe I can beat that person in calculus, beat the person in sciences, beat the person in chemistry. If you think I'm joking, let's go. Man, I'm a good scientist. I'm not bragging. I don't think there's any law in sciences I will not understand. I told somebody I still read my science materials till today. The person was shocked. I love sciences very well, but I'm not foolish. Are you listening to me? And as Christians, I'm advising you, don't just stay within Bible alone. This is your Bible brain. Carry it and enter physics. Carry it and explore chemistry. Carry it and explore engineering. Are you listening to me? If you can know God, you can know calculus. If you can know God, you can know integration and differentiation. If you can know God, you can know anything in mathematics. Probability, you can know it. Mention the hardest part. Geometry, you can know it. Say, I know all things. Talk less of business administration. How can you not have a first class there? You know, it's unbelievable that some people have spill in mass communication. That somebody can have a spill. Oh my goodness. When motion or only motion in physics is a broader topic than the whole of what is this department called, that management science. Do you know motion is more ambiguous than what you read in new physics? Yeah, more ambiguous. How many of you have ever seen somebody that reads physics, or you read physics in university? Wave your hand. Go and look for people that read physics in university. You will know that you have not done physics. When you see very ambiguous part of physics, your mind will skip. Are you listening to me? So I'm super intelligent. Say it. Say, I'm super intelligent. I can understand all things. This is why some of you should start learning AI. Because you can understand all things. Artificial intelligence. Start learning it. You will learn it and become the best in it. Let it be strange to you. You can know it. Say, I know all things. Dare to apply for the best positions. They say, we want somebody to be the managing director of NNPC Benue State. The floor is open. Apply. More than 3 million people are not applying. They say, why? I say, why didn't they go give me? Me? They go give me? I know somebody that they asked to apply for a position in NNPC. They just put it, say, in fact, he was laughing. He said, they just put it for putting sake. They've already choose the person. His sister says, still apply. He was just applying casually, following the next process. He was so shocked at the end, he got the position. Say, God is my father. Now shout it again. Say, God is my father. You want to start earning 500,000, 1 million? It's not a coincidence. Don't think it will be a coincidence. You're not doing anything around that. You are saying, I know God will supply all my need. I mean, you are joking. The formula is not adding up. He said, I will bless the works of your hands. Now, if you think God can give you 1 million per month, learn something that you know can give God the opportunity to make sure you get 1 million a month. I'm very, very straight to the point. Me, I'm very, very realistic. Go to Naira Land. Ask Naira Land what is the best ICT skills in Nigeria that gives people plenty money. Don't say that it's the best in the world. That is, it's not about the most useful. The one that gives people money the most in Nigeria, put Nigeria. When they tell you, go and learn it. Hide yourself, lock yourself for 3 months, learn it. When you finish, tell God, now I'm ready. Give me a job. Then go online and start searching. I know somebody were teaching like this. Told them, explore. Go make research. The person was exploring. I'm not going to share the information before some of you will start taxing the person. Making all the research. Before you know, he got a grant that gave him almost 8 million in this church. 8 million naira. I will not say the person. And when we say, how it was just changed. The pastor was telling us the other time to be making research. Blah, blah. That's why I started making the research. I got the business idea. Blah, 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 blah. And they gave me the grant. 8 million naira. Everything is changed for him. For those that say, I will wait. You are still waiting. When they say wait, they don't mean sit like this. I will wait. Mm-mm. That's not what waiting means. You should be doing something, getting ready in your place of waiting. If you read the Bible, it said, they that wait upon the Lord. Waiting there is not just sitting down. As you are waiting, the Bible says you will mount up wings as eagles. Study about an eagle. I told you before. If you study about an eagle, when birds are flying, it's not flying, oh, but it's not just standing somewhere. It's on the top of a mountain, the top of a rock. You see the eagle just there. Watching other birds flying, he will not just be looking at them. He will be hitting his beak on the rock. Bah, bah, bah. Why they are flying is not like... You know, some people are just watching other people's success. Say, God, why me? Me that is serving you. Focus on yourself. Keep building. The eagle will be hitting its beak. When the beak now comes out, the old one goes away. The new one comes out. He finds more strength. Then since the beak is stronger now, he now begins to use that new beak to remove his old feathers. Go and study. The eagle will be removing his old feathers, and suddenly his strength is renewed. New feathers are now out. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. Suddenly, the eagle will just take it, like, pew, goes up. When other birds are running, when there's a storm raging, you know, when the wind is blowing so heavily and rain wants to fall, when other birds are running to their nets, the eagle likes it. He will not even do his wing like this again. He will not flap his wing. He will just be standing straight. And the wind will just be taking him, helping him to coordinate himself straight. He'll be going. As the thing is becoming more tougher, the eagle is more happy. Because that will make the flight more sweeter and enjoyable for the eagle. The Bible said they will mount up wings. Don't just stop there. Go and study. He made the eagles. The eagles changed their beak, meaning speak the right words. Make confessions of faith. Are you listening to me? I am above. God said I'm whole. Are you listening to me? I cannot be sick. I'm above only. Never be net. You are changing your confession. Changing your beak. And as you are changing your beak, your strength is being renewed as the eagles. You are now able to do, like Paul, all things through what? Christ that strengthens you. Are you here tonight? Say, I deserve the best things of life. Now shout it like you mean. Say, I deserve the best things of life. You can't know this thing like this and say you want to be a hook-up girl. Why? It's not possible. When you know it, you denounce that rubbish. Because you know, as a single lady, you can make 10 million if you want to make 10 million. Forget about the economy. Set your eyes on Jesus. I'm not telling you that the government is behaving well. This is the worst government I've ever seen in my life. But it doesn't mean that we should be focused and be insulting and be insulting and be focused. Just be focused. Face your life. See, God knew that a day will come that this president will become your president. But he didn't say that when this president becomes your president, then your life will become diminished. He said your life is going to be forward and upward. He said the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter. And what? Until what? The perfect. He didn't say brighter till Tinubu comes there to stop for a while. Then brighter. No, that's not what he said. He said it will be brighter. Meaning that it's getting tougher now. It's getting brighter for us in the name of Jesus. I declare this is going to be your best season yet. In the name of Jesus. That in this tough season of darkness, God is going to give you an idea that will shape your life, shape your family, shape your whole world in the name of Jesus. Get seated. The Bible says, when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, it said, upon you the glory of the Lord shall rise. Upon you the glory of the Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. He said, the glory of the Lord shall rise. The glory of the Lord. Because you carry the glory. Hello, glory carriers. You carry the glory. He said, upon you, the glory. Meaning when there's darkness, be declaring there's glory upon me. Be declaring there's glory upon me. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 11, it said, we defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb through the words of our testimony. Revelation 12 and 11. It said, by the blood of the Lamb. Meaning by what Jesus has done. But how do we implement what Jesus has done? Through our confession of faith. Through our speakings of faith. Jesus has won the victory. It doesn't stop there. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got to say it. He said in Leviticus 11 that the blood, the life of anybody, any being is in their blood. You don't ask a question. I said, why will Jesus say we should partake in his body and his blood? Why? I was just thinking. Why will he say we should partake in his body? Maybe he would have stopped at blood. But he said body and blood. Why? And I kept on studying. The Bible said he offered himself in Ephesians. The Bible said Jesus offered himself. Another part of scripture, the Bible says he offered his blood in the holies of all holies. Another part of scripture will say he offered himself. Ephesians 5 and 2. Then we'll read Titus 2 and 14. I want to end with this. Ephesians 5 and 2. Media very fast. And continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. For he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great. Now give me in the NKJV. I'm trying to look for a word. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. The Bible says he gave himself. Instead of saying he gave his blood, the Bible said he gave himself. Why? Next part of scripture. Another part of scripture to affirm this, Titus 2 and 14. Titus 2 and 14. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good work. Now, hold it at 2:14, Titus 2:14. Remember, he said he gave himself that he may redeem and purify us. Right? Revelations 1 and 5. Just give me the NKJV. 1 and 5. Then you rush back to Titus 2:14. Now, instead of saying his blood in Revelation 1 and 5, the Bible now said, himself in Revelation 1 and 5, the Bible said his blood. It said, and from Jesus, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings, to whom he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, the Bible said, with himself he redeemed and washed us and purified us. Now, the Bible is also saying, with his blood he did that. Signifying something. You know, Jesus came to the earth as a man. He walked on the earth as a man. Are you all listening to me? And that is why he doesn't want to just leave everything to the limit of the supernatural. In fact, the Bible said, if you don't agree that Jesus died for you, or Jesus came to this earth as a man, he said you're an antichrist. You must understand that God came to this world as a man. Communion is from two words that means common union. God wants us to understand that since we are humans, and he came as a man, we have a common, or he has a common union with us. That our kind of blood physically, listen, you may not like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. Are you listening to me? That even our blood, while he was on the earth, did he have any disease? Did Jesus have any disease? Did Jesus have any disease? Did Jesus have any sickness? Did Jesus see any babe that he was lusting after? Did Jesus see any man he was lusting after? Hallelujah to Jesus. He's saying that as a man, when he walked on the earth and had a glorified body even after resurrection, he said the same way, the kind of blood that flowed on his inside, on his inside, is the kind of blood flowing on your inside. No sickness is in your blood. No disease is in your blood. In the book of Exodus, the Bible said in the Old Testament, he said, if we serve the Lord, if you serve the Lord with the whole of your heart, he will bless your bread and water, and he will take sickness far from you. The word take means to more like flip. You know, just carry it and throw it away. It is not within your camp. It cannot be heard of. That's Old Testament. Now, the Bible still said to us in the prophecy of Isaiah, he has taken our sicknesses and infirmities. He said, by his stripes we are what? Made whole. He said, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Going further, the Bible says, if you look, trying to paraphrase, that if you see his face, there is no beauty to behold. That's how much Jesus suffered for you. In fact, if you partake of the communion, even your businesses will work. I tell you the truth. I'm not trying to affirm from anything. You do it with an understanding. You are partaking in what Jesus has done for you. Sickness far from you. You are stirred of the conviction of righteousness. You are stirred with the conviction that you cannot be poor. Are you listening to me? I was praying and I told the leaders yesterday, the Lord told us to do communion. Because I sensed the spirit of death. People were, I was hearing stupid news about people's parents getting sick. People, and you know, and I said, no. The Lord said, do a communion. And one of the first scriptures that came to my mind was the Passover. What happened in the Passover before we close? What happened? Is that God gave them an instruction through the ministry of an angel. He said, the angel of death will come. Listen, it was not God that was destroying them. Because of their disobedience, they paved the way for Satan to deal with them. Listen to me carefully. If anybody comes upon, try to, now, if this man, is this man anointed? What did the Bible say? Touch not my word. Do my prophet. If you touch the anointed, it is not God that will strike you. You will pave the way for Satan to strike you. Because it's the enemy that what? Steals, kills, and what? Destroy. So anytime we disobey God, the Bible says when we break the edge, the serpent what? Will strike. Anytime we disobey God, we give Satan an opportunity to strike us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So when they disobeyed God, they gave Satan an opportunity to deal with them in Egypt. So when the angel of death, who is not working for God, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Was coming to kill their firstborn, God said, for you people who are Israelite, what you will do is to put a blood, hit it on your, with high soap, hit it on your doorpost. He said, when that angel of death comes, he will pass. Listen, they were Israelite before God said, plead, hit the blood, I mean, with high soap on your doorpost. They were Israelite. Meaning, as a Christian, if you are not conscious of what the blood has done for you, the angel of death will still deal with you. God didn't say, as Israelite, don't worry. If the angel of death comes, he'll just pass. He said, no. Signify you are Israelite. Signify that you are God's chosen people by putting the blood on the doorpost. You must have a consciousness of what the blood has done for you. It must be alive in your soul. That way you are putting the blood on the doorpost of your life, the doorpost of your family, the doorpost of your business. Such that when the angel of destruction comes, it cannot come nigh you because you are already separated. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. And when the angel of death will come, another point is this. It will not check inside and say, let me see the people inside. Are they righteous? No. Are they nice people? Are they living well? No. What would the angel of death do? It will just pass to the next door. And this is the good news. You may have family members that are not behaving right. They are not behaving nice. They are not born again. But as long as you have a consciousness of the blood on your inside, as the righteous, nothing can happen to them if you carry that consciousness of the blood. Because when the enemy comes to your house and sees the blood on the doorpost, he goes to another house. Are you listening to me? He doesn't check in the room and say, is your brother born again? Is your father behaving well? No. They will be protected. Even though they are not righteous yet, that doesn't mean God is approving of their sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But because you, as the chosen one in that family, carry the consciousness of what the blood has done for you, nothing can happen to any of them in the house. We taught this thing several times. I remember one time one of my pastors said he had a vision. His brother was almost killed. And the enemy in the vision told him, it is you that is standing as the blood post of your the blood on the doorpost of your family that has hindered us from touching your brother. I think the brother was into even cultism or something like that. He said, and they couldn't touch him. He woke up the next day. They made an attempt to kill him in school. They couldn't hit him because somebody had the consciousness that he was the blood on the doorpost of his family. Are you listening to me? That's how it is. You may be here, but your family in Lagos, nothing will touch them. You have a consciousness of the blood. You don't care what is happening with your father. They say they need to do a surgery on him, whatever. You don't care. You are the blood on the doorpost of your family. There's a consciousness of the workings of the blood. And your mother will be healed. Your father will be healed. That's how you think. They are protected for the sake of the blood. They are seen from the lenses of the blood. Are you listening? We defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb through the words of our testimony. When you see what the blood has done for you, you cannot help it but talk. I'm the redeemer of the Lord. Daddy, you can't be sick. Is that easy? Mommy, you cannot be sick. Is that easy? You were here when one of our sons' members in church said his brother was had a paralysis, some sort of paralysis, called one medical name like that. And he went to the hospital, and the brother was just lying still. And he said he held the hands of his brother and said, stand up and walk. I'm sure all the doctors were wondering, is this one mad? He held the hand of his brother and he said, stand up and walk. And the young man said, I can't. He said, stand up, you can. And the young man stood up and began to walk, to his greatest surprise. And he left the hospital. Now, if your hope is in this world, you have what? That's how firstborn should behave. He's the firstborn of his family. And because of him, the secondborn had no problem. I mean, the thirdborn, I mean, the fourthborn, whatsoever born that he was. Are you listening to me? That's how it is. Nobody is sick in my family. That's why, as you are doing this Christianity, do it well. You are arguing useless argument. Pray in tongues. Know what Jesus has done? Pray in tongues. You'll be super anointed, super rich, super successful. Super anointed, super rich, super successful. Super, super everything. All part of your life, super. Everything about your life, it has changed. You are not trying to belong. You are the belonged of your own. When I understood this gospel in the barracks many years ago, I never tried to belong to any group. You see some people trying to dress in a certain way. Tupacs, the T-Pains. I was a church boy. A Jew boy. Proud to be a Jew boy. I knew the glory in Jew boys. The Bible said in years to come, it said many will hold the skirt, the right part of the skirt of a Jew. A thousand will hold another side. A thousand will hold the back side. Just that in our days, he's not scared to wear wearing his trousers. They'll hold our trousers and say, show us your God. When I saw that scripture, I said, oh, it pays to be a Jew boy. I'm a Jew boy. And that's how it began to happen. Years later, when I went to that barrack, the friends I had came. I'm not saying a lie. When they saw me, they all came and knelt down. I almost started crying. And they all told me, Pastor Simon, lay hands on our head. Both Muslims and Christians. Lay hands on our head. Sowing seed. I never taught them how they carried. One carries jalabiya and gave me as a Muslim. Lay hands. He said, if you touch my head, that football we are playing, they will pick me. The other one said, I apply for military. I want to be an officer. If you touch my head, all of them are doing it today. Why? The hand of the Lord. We are not trying to belong. We have belonged. We are not trying to belong. Tell somebody, don't try to belong. You are a young lady in school. You have some set of girls that are the children come and they have iPhone 31. It's not your business. You can be proud with your iPhone 6. Even though they don't allow you to do Facebook again. No problem. You can browse the Facebook. And be praying in tongues. You know, there's a way you take yourself. People will be wondering. Mika, this girl is like, she has iPhone 31. You know, in school one time, somebody wanted to sow a seed to me. Pastor Benson, many years ago on campus. He now said he would not sow. For over 1 month, he refused to sow 5,000. In his heart, when he was sowing the seed, he said, when I wanted to take the money, I said, I'm insulting myself. You are too dope for 5,000, sir. That guy did not know what was happening. The Lord was instructing because I had finished my whole money on the church. And I had no money. And that 5,000 was going to sustain me. So when God gave him a vision to give me the 5,000, he was refusing and I was suffering. But I looked up. I still have the impetus to wire my trousers away for the ghettos to shine. Pour my remaining small perfume. Come to church and I'm talking Oyinbo language. And he's looking at me and saying, ah, this 5,000 is too small for this great prophet. Say, sir, the reason I didn't give you, because I know you had like 150,000 in your account. I said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't say I don't have it. I said, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Then I told him, I said, next time when God speaks to you, don't ask him questions. Just obey. Because you don't know what is happening. You see, some men of God, those days, before they became what they are today, they'll carry suits and be preaching and be moving everywhere. If you check their pocket, I remember Apostle Selman saying this too. He said, he was coming to Kaduna from Zaria those days. He had 10 naira when he paid his transport. But the way he looked, people said, I appreciate you, sir. They were just, he said they didn't know that the guy just had 10 naira in his pocket. That was his last card. And he was telling them, bless you, bless you, bless you. That's the packaging, people of God. Because we can never be poor in our life. You only declare positivity. I don't think it's when you look like a wretched beggar that people give you money. They just say, how are you doing, brother? I say, hi, brother. You no good, oh. You no good at all. 3 days now, I never chop. I know I chop. Now, Gary had the soak. They just say, how are you doing? Instead of saying, fine, you started describing your problem. You think that's what will make you people to give you money? No. Just like one time, I was trying to teach some young boys, and they complained that ladies are becoming something else these days. Say, so you ask a lady, how are you doing? She said, my gas just finished. They say, how are you doing? Say, my gas just finished. I'm not fine. I'm just wondering who will help me. Say, sir, we used to block. Say, Tor, when I say, may God help you, I'll block the number. Somebody say, how are you doing? Say, my gas just finished. How was your day? Very rough. I've not eaten since morning. Why did you not cook? No food stuff. Is God not wonderful that the day you added her, that's the day food stuff finished? And you are wondering why you have not married. That's why you have not married. Because somebody just say, how are you doing? You say, gas has finished. What would that person say when he marry you? Even your life will finish. Because the person will give money. Oh, I watched one lawyer judging a case in Ghana. The lawyer said, the man said his wife is wicked. So the man said, ladies first, the judge. He said, women, lady, say your problem. What is it? Say, sir, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, blah, 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 blah. I told him to send money for this, blah, blah, blah. The man said, this man, you are a wicked man. Oh. And I said, okay, you, this man, say your problem. Say, sir, I agree, I did not send yet. Sir, but let me tell you why this woman said I should send money for her. Say, what is the reason? Said, the woman wanted to, what was it? How many of you watched that this thing? She wanted to fill gas, and he went for a long trip. And instead of to fill the gas, she called him that gas has finished. In a long trip, business trip, calling your husband like 15 minutes call, that gas has finished. And I think one petty thing again. What? Pad for children and children. Pad for, oh my God, I didn't even hear that part. Pad. Pad finish. Say husband should send money for pad from wherever he traveled to. Then the judge say, madam, you said that one. Say, yes. Say, madam, you are the one that is actually wicked. Get her from this court. Pad! May God give you a wife that will not call you for part when you travel. It's so terrible that women feel, let me end with this, they feel entitled. As you take communion, may your eyes open from that entitlement mentality. They feel too entitled. Even as long as you're a woman, what do you bring to the table? That's what you bring to the table. In the 21st century, men are not looking for your eyebrows again. See, if you were wise, you would have stopped some of these things you are doing. These things you are doing will bring men, foolish men to you. And that's why you have actually had like 7 relationships, some of you. And maybe you will go 11 if you don't change. Till you reach 12, which is its number for government, if you don't change. Because you attract wrong men, they'll come to your life after they've done yahoo and send 100k to your account, sleep with you, go and tell their friend, the friend will send another 100k. Meanwhile, Oche is hustling. He's trying to sell car. And when he sells car, his commission is 100k. And you say you want weak. And Oche say you are wicked. Because weak is 100k. Commission after 2 weeks of selling car, 100k. All of a sudden, it goes for weak. Say, no, me, I cannot suffer. My mother have suffered. I'm tired. I cannot suffer. You are not wise. And you must inherit, the Bible says, when you think like that, you inherit the patch places of life. Because you think you are wise, you marry rubbish. You see some women writing on comment section, I married rubbish. That's what makes them to marry rubbish. Not patient. Prove to me that you love me. Say, how? Send me 100k. Let me know that you love me. I don't love you. If that is the proof that I love you. You know, I told you a story of a lady on Christmas Day. She sends me a message. Oh, Prophet Simon, long time. No, they used to call me Pastor Simon in Kaduna. Pastor Simon, long time. I say, oh, long time. How are you? I say, fine. I say, Merry Christmas. I say, same to you. I say, no now. Do me Christmas. I say, how? And I quoted a scripture on Christmas and sent to her. I said, may the blessings of Christmas come upon you. Say, amen, but this is not what I mean. Ah, Pastor Simon, you should understand what it means to do somebody Christmas now. I beg, do me Christmas. She now dropped her account number. I now looked at the account number and I understood by logic what it meant. So I sent her a message. I said, so what will I do with it? Sir, you are supposed to send something now for your girl. And I said to her, it is Jesus' birthday. It is not your birthday. I will send a seed to Jesus. She was so disappointed and I was so glad. Because I know send. You know one thing God helped me with? I have never tried to impress a woman since I became born again. Maybe before I became born again, I tried. But since I became born again, in fact, I used to be happy when you show your color. I used to be very happy. Then you are just talking with a lady and the lady just said, money. When she just showed the color, you said, thank you, Jesus, that I did not marry rubbish. Then you move. You don't cry. Are you listening to me? When I was with my wife, when we started, I told her something. She's here. I said, Mama T. I was the one that gave her the name Mama T. I said, from today, your name is Mama T. And listen. Me, I will spend on you if I can spend on you. This is a mystery I'm saying. But when I can't spend, don't put pressure on me to spend. Because I will not spend. I will not give you church money. I will not touch church money. If I don't have, we don't have. If I have, we have. That was one of the first teachings I gave her. One of our birthday, we visited a restaurant. Her birthday, we sat down for 5 to 10 minutes. We stood up and walked away. I told her, this kind of places I'll bring you in the future. I just wanted you to see today. And we moved. How many of you will still marry me after that encounter? That I took you to an hotel. I showed you how wonderful the place is. And I showed you that these places we will come again. But for today, let's go home. And I paid her back 150 to her house. I trekked to a distance. I took my own 100 naira to my own house. Because you know you can help yourself when you trek to an instance. You now take. And when she got home, I said, happy birthday, my love. I thought she would not answer. She answered. I said, thank you for making my birthday memorable. That's why she's my wife. I know some of you are saying, God forbid, but that's why you're not the one. Because you would have broken up with me. But today, how do I know? How do I get that thing? I can just be driving and the Lord say, oh, Mama T wants to eat burger. I'll just stop. Give me burger. And when I go, she'll say, Pastor Simon, I want you to buy me burger. I say, oh, here's the burger. You see, now I can buy anything. But those days, she's on her own. Even though she was in love. And as a young man, don't be see. The Lord's hand can come upon you and say, marry that woman. Yet there is no money plenty in your account. Yes. I know some of you are wondering. He said, go and marry Mercy. Say, what do I have? Say, go for her. And that's the problem of some men, some women. How can this man come and marry me? I'm not seeing anything tangible. What is faith? Faith is a substance of things. Hope for the evidence of things not seen. He has the word of God. He has a vision. You are saying there's no evidence? Evidence, Choco. It's you that is not seeing it. And we promise you, if you don't marry us with vision and marry people with television, we promise you, you will watch us on that television. If you think you are what, go and marry television. You watch us on television. Is it some of these guys doing shaka that they are refusing to marry some of you? They'll watch you people in US preaching the gospel. Them and their husband will attend the conference. Imagine the girl that refuses to marry you attend your conference in the future. And as you do like this, your husband will fall under the anointing. Paras. Then she's refusing to fall for pride. You say, if you like, no fall. Your husband don't fall. The Bible says, two shall be one. If the head don't fall, yourself you don't fall. What a wonderful service would that be? Are you here tonight? There's a story in Jaws of a woman that refused to marry a man of God because the guy didn't have any evidence. She said, how will I marry him? He's just preaching from one campus to another. Man, they call me. Me, I want to marry. I'm getting old. What is old? She's just 24. She says she's getting old. Some of you are like that. 21, you say, I'm getting old. This generation, self. People are 30 in those days and they are even saying they are not ready. These days, somebody is just 21. You say, I'm getting old. Who taught you that? He said, men like small girls. That's why they should marry me now that I'm small. A reasonable man. You know, most ladies that talk like they are not ready to be committed to God. If you are committed to God, God will not give you a man that is looking for 16-year-old to marry. He will give you a man that has sense. The man will ask you, how old are you? He said, 30. That's what I'm looking for. He said, And he's thinking well. I heard a story of a lady that said she will not marry an older man because she was 30. She said she wanted a man that is around 35, 40. So people were coming like 50 years. She said no. Some have divorced. Some, she said no. So the family were telling her, are you mad? You are old. She said no. My husband will be around 35, 40. Then that's how God brought a man 35 years old. Cute man. Everybody was shocked with her faith. Because faith is specific. So now that you are young, be wise. You want to marry a reasonable... A time will come, this your beauty will finish. Go and check Queen Elizabeth when she was like you. You did not reach even small. You are not even close. How many of you have seen Queen Elizabeth picture when she was 16, 21 like you? Very fine girl. See her today. Everywhere is folded. The crown, they are putting it and forcing it somehow. Till she died. But she was a very pretty girl those days. But she now got old. Now, her own is even glorious. She married and had children. You now, you are just 20 something. Marry a man that has vision. Mm-mm. You are looking for an old man. That you don't know anything about him. Some of you don't know that one of the best things God can do for you is to make you to marry somebody around you. that you are seeing, you know his life, you know how his money is coming. Some of you are laughing, but because you didn't see that coming, but you think it's an alien God will bring. One of the blessings God can do is that you are around like this. God will say, you marry this one, you marry that one, you marry that one. You think as you are here now, God is bridging husband, grooming husband out there for you. You think so? All of you like this. Probably that's your wife, not that one. No, that's your wife. Before you come and start toasting my sister. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how it is. That you are here and God will just tell you, hey, your wife is one. It was like that. God just tell mercy, that's your husband. You are in shock. And most ladies cannot believe it. Ah, me, God give me this thing for a man. See his neck. Now I saw it there. Nothing he get. What he get? Now wait till I go chop. Oh, don't joke with us. You need to go and look at my picture. You will know there's a God. If you look at my neck, those days. My neck, when I came to BSU Remedia, you need to go and meditate on my neck. Look at it well. It was like this. This is how I used to walk. The only way he see me is class and prayer ground. So class, read, prayer ground, class, fellowship. Nobody will love me. I didn't want anybody to even love me at that time. I focused on my life. But if somebody has sense that time, the person will love me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So most of you young ladies, God will disappoint you a lot of times. The person is bringing your way, you may not see it coming. And let me end with this. The worst thing you can do for yourself is to marry wrongly. If you marry wrongly, it is better you would have gone to hellfire. It's one of the worst things. Believe me, you think I'm joking. You know, marriage, many people will not tell you that they are in a wrong marriage. They will pretend like it's okay. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Many people that marry wrongly, they will not tell you their marriage is not working. When it's birthday for their husband, they will celebrate like the people don't have any problem. But they are going through a lot. Believe God's word. Can two or three work together? No. Except they have the same word, mentality. Are you listening to me? Years ago, I was talking with a lady. She said, I want to marry a man that I will go to club with. I will go to church with. I said, there is no man that will be a good husband that you go to club with and church with at the same time. I said, you just have sickness in your spirit. It's not possible that a man loves club and church and is a good husband. Imagine you miss club and he went to club alone. Imagine, you can't even sleep. You are wondering what a lady is doing to him in that club. How can you think like that? That you are married to a lady, she is in club, you are in the house. Say, honey, we'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm going to club. This is wisdom. Club is not for the righteous. Club is for people that are out of their mind. And if you observe Nigeria, let me end with this. You people are shouting church. There's a man that came and said, the reason why there are a lot of churches is because there are no jobs. Is that not what they said? Huh? And I condemned that speaking. And I said something afterwards. I said, you are not a sincere man. You know, it is see finish that worried that man on our head. There's a religion now in this country that have closed over 12 states. They've closed schools and universities for 5 weeks. How many weeks did I say? 5 weeks. They close schools because they are doing fasting. 5 weeks. The man was even breaking fasting in one of their districts. He did not say anything. But he said, our problem all night is because we don't have a job. Because you can come to Christianity and say anything. I will not. You know them, if God don't strike you, they will strike you. But we will leave it to God. So you can say anything that comes to your mind. Is he finished? Everybody is coming and dictating the church. The church is not your problem. We all know it. Let's be sincere. Every evening in high level, there's one place they call old school. How many of you know there? From 10 p.m., you start hearing old school, their Michael Jackson song. People will stay there till morning. Clubs, almost every Friday. I don't know that it's every day they do club. But I think it's every Friday, isn't it? People are there till the next every day they do club. Almost every day. People are there till the next day. They did not close down club. They did not close down beer parlor. It is church where you are coming to receive wisdom that they want to close down. Are you seeing how human beings can be crazy? Some of you, the gist, your gist is even greater than church. You can sit somewhere, gist with your friend for 5 hours, and we did not close down your gist. But church that barely 3 hours were done, that is where problem is. It's the devil. Are you listening to me? And some of you who hate church and have been fighting church, wake up. Somebody asked me a question yesterday. He said, sir, we were trying to do something. I went to cut my hair. So, and did not cut my hair well, but I didn't have a problem because I was preaching the gospel. So I just received, you know, my wife was just laughing at the haircut. But I said, God will understand. I was happy that I preached to them. So the young man said, sir, you behave differently. Your spirit, I said, you see my spirit? He said, no, he was reading his Bible. He said, I just feel something about you is different. I said, okay. So somebody now entered and said, pastor, good morning, sir. I said, morning. He said, no wonder. He now came close to me and started asking a question. The first question was this. He said, sir, can somebody be truthful and a liar at the same time? I said, what kind of a question is this? He said, for instance, Abraham lied, but God still made him feel like he was truthful. I said, how? He said, Abraham lied that Sarah was his sister, and God now wanted to kill the king for touching Sarah. But sir, Abraham lied now. So why did God now still come and want to kill the king? And I said, what a wonderful question. I said, the anointing. Now when God's hand is upon somebody, even though the person lied, it is not your business. Who called the person? God. Who called the person? Who called the person? Who called the person? Sir, that you touch the anointed, there's a consequence. Whether you like it or not, I bet you, if you are here, you've been talking against men of God. I can tell you that one of the reasons you are not successful even in life is because of how you've been talking. You can go and insult me. When you finish service, make sure you insult me very well. Insult, you have added more to your head. Whether you like it or not, there's a spiritual consequence. You know, some people can say, forget the blood of Jesus. I know what I'm telling you. Miriam, the elder sister of Moses, she touched Moses. She had the impetus to ask Moses, what you are doing is not right. What happened to her? She had leprosy. I'm trying to say some of you, because this talk against men of God is becoming too much. Somebody will go online. I'm not talking about people who are obviously false prophets. Somebody will go online and look at Bishop Oyedepo like this and insult. Look at Pastor Chris. And you don't even know their history. He said they are just taking church money. If you read the biography of some of these men, you will start crying. I read about Pastor Chris. They say years ago, Pastor Chris will have nothing in his house. He will take his whole money to make sure church is working. And when the wife is crying that there is no money in the house, he will tell her God will provide. Children have not eaten everything. He's saying God will provide. No food to eat. He's saying God will provide. Go to church and be declaring there's a mighty supply. All the gold are mine. And the wife is wondering, there is nothing in the house. Meanwhile, he's declaring. Before you know, what are we seeing today? Somebody that will stand and say, I don't know all the property I have in the world. I have lands, not land, lands in China, lands in US, lands in UK. He can't tell the number of property he has. Bishop Oyedepo, years ago, one of the stories I read about him, that they gave him his first car worth 3 million many years ago. Car of 3 million, you know what that means? He prayed for somebody who was about to die when we visited a hospital. The person got healed. The person looked for him and brought that car to him. When he looked at the car, the wife was dancing and thanking God because we were living in a zinc house. He was hitting the car and going around the car. Going around the car. And he said, this is not our car. You have suffered all your life. This is just one of them I'm telling you. And they gave you a car worth 3 million. You said, this is not our car. The Lord just told me this is not. She just sees her joy. I was watching her husband. He said, the Lord said I should sell it and give the money to orphanages. And that I should use a part of it to build the church. So he took half, gave it to the less privileged, took half, built church. They kept on living in his incomes. If it's you, you were suffering all your life, and they gave you a car worth 10 million today, what will you do? Think about it. You first give testimony in church, the next Sunday will not see you. This is the lead to some of the... We are not going into details. What of Uber Angel? I can go. I can tell you some of them. You see them today walking, enjoying money. See, you are not exaggerating. No. Those men are, they are very rich. In fact, the way you thought they were rich, you are not even saying the right thing. These people are richer than you even think. In fact, they don't want you to know how rich they are. They are very rich. Do like this. Very, very rich. You have not even seen the... When they say Pastor Chris is rich, they see them saying Forbes, Dangote. He doesn't use to talk. In fact, he's praying that they always say Dangote is richest. These people are very rich. For a man to carry 100 million and give you a song of the year. You know what that means? And they are giving like two people 100 million. Three people like 50 million. You know what that means? And they'll do next year. Next year again, he will still give. They say somebody was playing saxophone. He just looked at the person. He said, I like the way you play. Send your account number. 100 million. That we are coming. This money is dust, so we will heap it as dust. Is it just say, can you give me that Bible verse? He said, today I'm giving you 1K when you give Bible verse. But we are coming to a point we'll give you $1,000. Who got that scripture? Come out here. And it's not just me that will be giving. You will be giving too. You know, I told you one time, I said, the Lord opened my eye, I saw cupboard. And when I saw cupboard, I saw nations coming for our meeting. And when I saw nations coming, I found out the Lord showed me, he said, you're going to be a reason why many foreigners are going to be coming to this state. Many people will know this state for our sake in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, nations shall come to the brightness of your rising. They will come. Imagine we have a church where we have a place for parking private jets. Did you catch what I just said? Because we heard that Ola is coming to church which is private jet. And he parked it somewhere. And you park it somewhere. Church parking space. We now do another one for government and etc. I mean, those days are here. Can you see it? You are in your small skills, but be seeing big things in the future. Though your beginning may be small, your later end shall greatly increase. See it. Are you seeing it? And that's why you are. You see, it says, seek first the kingdom. Then he said, every other good thing will be added to you. I mean, you are serving God so much. This is why these men of God have private jet. Pastor Chris served God so much, the world needs his attention. God said, take private jet so that you can fly and preach for me anywhere. That's what he's doing. If they call Pastor Chris to go to one of his brand now, he doesn't need to go to Arik Airlines. They just take him sharp. He comes back the same day. Preach here, preach in 5 places in a day. Because of the work of the ministry. That is why we have our private jet too. Say, Pastor Simon, you are a very lovely man of God. You will not have private jet. If that's what you mean by loveliness, I'm not lovely. Because I'm going to have private jets. Two of you, go to Namibia and preach. When you are done, come back the same day. What will you use to do that? Arik Airlines? Your private jet. Now I declare the gold are yours. Get the table set. The silver are yours. The cattle above 1,000 hills are yours. In the name of Jesus. As you partake of the communion, descending the Lord's body, you will not be sick. Sickness will be far away from you. And like I said to you at the beginning of this service, communion is not for the righteous. It is for sinners. More for sinners. Are you listening to me? When you partake of his body and blood, you partake of the new life, the resurrection life. That way you can live above sin. You can live above sickness. You can live above anything Satan brings your way. And like I said again in the beginning of the service, you see, this communion is the only practical on the earth that is very, very real. As you are partaking of it, Jesus, when he took the bread, he said, this is my body. That's what he said. As I'm going to be taking the bread and the wine tonight, the host and the wine, It's symbolic of the body and the blood. It is it. Any kind of sickness, take it praying in the spirit, confessing you are free from it. Take it praying that you are strengthened with the conviction of righteousness. Any kind of sickness, any kind of problem. Are you listening to me tonight? Is it ulcer? I just heard in my spirit. If you won't, you know, some people can be so used to ulcer. You say, I have ulcer. Speak that you are free from even ulcer. Speak, don't be so used to a sickness, it will kill you. Speak your freedom away from cancer. Speak your freedom away from any lump in your body. Are you listening to me? And like I said, we can be the blood on the doorpost of our family. If you sense that anybody in your family is sick, you can speak. You can speak the finished work of Jesus over that person as you partake of the communion. And I said, some of you should bring the host and the wine, and I'll bless it for your family members who are sick. I said that, right? And he said he did not share his own. So probably they did not bring. But if you had, you should have brought. And maybe I'll give the grace for Tuesday. You bring your host, and I'll bless them for your family. Okay? So the Bible said on the night that he was betrayed, he took the cup and he took the bread firstly, and he gave thanks to God. And he broke it. He said, this is my body, which is given for the remission of sin. Then when he took the cup, he said, this is my blood of the new covenant. He said, as you do this, you partake, you proclaim my death, burial, and resurrection until I return in the parousia. So as we partake of his body and of his blood, every sickness in us is wiped off. Sickness in any member of our family that we are praying for today, standing in the gap for, is wiped off. They are partaking fully, sharing fully in the resurrection life of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give this back to my mother. All right, so pastors will go, come and take it first, then we'll have it for everybody. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your blessing upon all this in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and share it for everybody. Are they coming to the front? Okay, so you can all come to the front and get yours. Are you sharing it or they are coming to the front? Are you taking it to them? Alright, let's just come forward and take it. Go ahead and play one of the hymns and let's sing it. What can my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What? White as snow, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.